Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, it's a Reardon Roundtable because it's a Friday. We're going to take you into the weekend in fine fashion this afternoon. Let me introduce the panel. Sue Thomas is off today. I should mention that. So she will not be here. State Representative Steve Butts is on the panel this afternoon. Steve, how are you?
Mark, doing great. Looking forward to the roundtable. We've got nothing but dudes in here today.
Yeah, it's a little, you're right. We, you know,
white
sometimes.
Well, no one asked my pronouns.
Bunch
I'm
of
sorry.
White dudes, that's true.
I thought I was going on against Ted Nugent. Who's this guy?
He's on later. Guy. He's on later. That's Jeff Smith, former state senator. The other voice is Nick Shore, state representative, soon to be state senator,
we're
we
hoping.
Hope, right? We keep our fingers crossed. You know, what's funny is Ted Nugent is on the show this afternoon. He's in the 5 o'clock hour. Little known fact, though, that he has been on the roundtable. He's a Reardon Roundtable veteran.
Uncle Ted,
I remember.
Years
I remember
ago. It was, and I wish I had the recording. I don't have the recording of that day. It was Antonio French and Sean Shimkus, and it was, those guys got no words in.
And Uncle Ted was there.
He was in this. He spent 2 hours with me in the studio about 10 years ago. I've known him for a long time. And, you know,
you should have him against John Dolan would be fun. Do you know John Dolan?
No.
Former, you know,
yeah.
John Dolan.
John Dolan, the Dolan family from here.
Former state senator.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking Jane Duker versus Uncle Ted. That would be a doozy.
No, look, I took Jane backstage to meet Uncle Ted about 3 or 4 years ago at River City, and he may or may not have pinched her ass, I think. And she was okay with it. All right, let's get into stuff here. Ted is coming up just after 5 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that. Steve and Jeff and Nick and I, and sometimes it's just who can be on the panel. It wasn't supposed to be the male white supremacist panel, but sometimes that's what's happening. Let me start with you, Steve Butts, on the work in Jefferson City that you guys are doing with the special session. Where is that right now? I've had Lincoln Huff on a couple of days ago, had Holly Rader on yesterday. The Senate has sent that to your side, right?
Yeah, so we're still in the special session. We move slowly. You know, it's just one of the things in Jeff City we do. We could have been done quickly, but we weren't. So we, in the House, we took up the ag bill, which really was not very controversial. There was a little bit of crashing and burning at the end, but in the end, that passed with
that's
a lot
for the tax
with a
credits,
lot of
though, right?
Tax, so, just to extend.
Just to stop
tax
there.
Credits
the governor, I just want to see if I understand this, but the governor vetoed something over the summer that was similar to this, but he wanted a longer.
Yeah. He's supportive of the tax credits, of course. These are tax credits for ag, and it had the ones that passed that he vetoed had a 2-year sunset on. He wanted 6 years, which is comparable with others. You know, my personality, I'd say, well, let's just go with 4 and call it a day, but that's not what happened. So the 6 years is going to be on there. It's
Nick,
not going to be very controversial.
But the tax cut itself
is
also.
Yeah, we haven't debated that in the House yet. That is going to be controversial. It came through the Senate pretty good. I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Why is it going to be controversial in the House?
Because there's just going to be a lot more debate. I think that, you know, myself and people on the my side of the aisle, we're going to say this is, I think, going to be irresponsible moving this quick, basing an income tax of a half percentage point or wherever we're going to be, speeding up the income tax cuts that are already built in. You know, I think people have lost sight of that. We've been slowly cutting the income tax rate, which I think is a good thing.
And we've
slow
mentioned
and steady
that.
Wins the race.
We've talked about that on the roundtable.
This is jumping it up because of an unusual 2.5-year economic time, and I wish to God we would quit doing anything with policy that involves the last 2 years economically.
Okay, but Nick, there's safeguards in here as well, aren't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, there are certain thresholds that we have to meet with general revenue, and that's where I think, to Steve's point, there's going to be a lot of debate because this only moves the ball a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. The governor wants a bigger tax cut. I think there are ways to do it. I think, you know, seeing what the Senate was able to do, it's a step in the right direction. But I know certain members of leadership want a corporate income tax cut. You know, not a lot of people are talking about that. There are certain members that want to discuss the personal property tax cuts, real estate tax cuts. So I think even though the governor's call is very limited to what he wants to see, there's going to be discussion on a lot of different tax cuts. I myself would like to see us move further to what Tennessee, Florida, Texas have done and get us, whether it's in 2 years, 10 years, 15 years, depending upon the revenue that we have, we're still able to fund these vital resources and vital things that the government should be doing.
And I would love that too, except that you do have tourism in some of the states that you mentioned really driving
absolutely
the revenue. Jeff, what is your take on the special session, what they're going to achieve here?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little surprised that the tax cut, acceleration of the tax cut came through the Senate so quickly. I frankly thought there would be more conversation. The two chambers are very different in the way they operate, and there's a lot, typically more opportunity for extended conversation on the Senate side because you can talk as long as you want, whereas House members are limited to 15 minutes. And so if the Democrats are angry about something, literally the longest they could talk would be 6 hours, right? About 40 people talking.
Not even that. We would just PQ it and we'd move on.
And they use the motion to move the previous question or end debate very frequently. Conversely, in the Senate, it's not infrequent.
Should be more deliberative.
Yeah, not infrequent, as Nick is about to learn, for one senator to get up and talk for 6 hours by him or herself. And so I expected a little bit of a sharper contrast on the Democratic Senate side. The fact that we didn't get it suggests that it'll probably, you know, become law pretty quick.
Fairly quickly, because I think wasn't the final vote was 24-4 in the Senate, right?
So that's where I thought that the House is just going to pick it up, you know, slam dunk it, send it to the governor's desk. And that's why I was trying to move, and a couple of my colleagues were moving on other tax cut bills. There's one dealing with medical marijuana dispensaries and certain things that they can offset in their taxes. And I was asked, hey, let's talk about that in the tax cut bill. So I think there's going to be a big discussion. This ag tax credit should sail through the Senate. But if this gets tangled up in the House, the tax cut, we might see a standoff between the House and the Senate saying, OK, you pass ours first.
Although I think it was intelligent of on the House side for you guys to put in the ag bill stuff for urban farms, which probably mitigates the likelihood of Democratic opposition on the Senate side. You know, there's no rural Senate Democrats anymore. There used to be, right? Yeah. But there aren't anymore. So the fact that you guys put a little candy in there, you know, or a little, you know, you covered the vegetables with some ice cream for the Senate Democrats will probably make it unlikely that they filibuster the ag tax.
We got a bunch of urban farms here that I'm unaware of, like big soybean fields and stuff like that. Where are those?
Not big ones, but they're small. They're small ones.
It's an industry.
Yeah. Well, no, I get that. But look, I don't know the particulars. I'd ask Nick this question because I don't know all the particulars of the tax credits, but I do get nervous about the giveaways along
Absolutely.
Those lines because you have to be consistent. So I don't know what all the particulars are. The governor clearly wants this. The tax cut is going to be the big headline. The other part of me, you know, I do not like confiscation of my money by the government because I don't think there's a lot of ROI. That's one of the reasons that I'm not a fan of more confiscation. On the other hand, I think you have a period right now where you're calculating that the voters are going to say, oh, you gave us a big tax break. But I also wonder if you wouldn't take some of the money and put it to use for policing and things like that. I don't know the procedure for that wouldn't be just as successful.
No, I think that is the deal because it sure is it popular? Is it easy as a politician, you know, to just say we're going to cut taxes? It's almost a Republican talking point, right? We're always going to cut taxes, never talk about the services.
Except for when the Republicans increased it with the gas tax,
which we needed.
Well, we needed it, Nick. I don't like all those complaints about that in particular because it's a user tax. That's my favorite kind of tax. Let's let the people from Illinois and whether we need it or not, I think is debatable because of the general revenue. But that was a tax increase that I hate the notion that all tax increases are bad because I would have voted for that one. I think I voted for it the year that it failed. No, that's not true, because the year that it failed on the ballot, it was weird. Right.
Olympic gold medals.
No, I voted against that, and the voters saw through that. But I do think there's a lot of people that would support modest increase in gas taxes because they know that other people pay it. Now, this is different. You're going to see more money in your paycheck, but the average is, if you make, what is it? If you make $82,000.
It's not that much. It's very little. The number of people that actually know just 6-7 years ago, our top income tax rate was 6%.
Yeah.
It slid down to 5.3. We've gone down 0.7 of a percentage point. If you ask people, just ask your constituents, your friends, hey, do you know you've gotten an income tax cut of, you know, a little bit for the past 5, 6, 7 years? They're like, no, I didn't know that. Because of the nature of the withholding tax, it just comes out slowly and steadily. It's not a lot of money. But collectively to the state, it is a lot of money.
But since that time, since that cut has been slowly trickling into effect, our general revenue has been skyrocketing. And yes, take away the whole money that the federal government injected just, you know, over COVID. We've still been going up. We've still been going up. So if you take that aside
because
and you look at the budget.
That's the only way, right? If we cut the income tax rate and the income tax collection to the state of Missouri has gone up, there's only one way that happened. Incomes have increased. It's the only way. More workers making more money.
Well, to Mark's point, if we don't do anything with crime, we're not going to be Nashville, Tennessee.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons I love sitting next to you. I'm going to miss sitting next to you on the House floor, because we will agree on making St. Louis safer, allowing for this region to get saturated with more police.
Let's talk a little bit more about the crime issue, because obviously there's more national issues related to that. Hang on, gang. It's the Reardon Roundtable. Jane is off today. That's Nick Shore, state rep. Steve Butts, state representative, former Senator Jeff Smith. More to come. Two more segments on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.